The Dasa Kanim has an interesting comment in Parshas Vayera at the end of Perek Yud Ches regarding the discussion where Hashem is telling Avram about the fate of Sodom and the other four cities, and Avram davens on their behalf. So in the text, it tells us Avram asks, maybe there are 50 tzaddikim, if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom and the other four cities, will he spare the cities? And Hashem says he will. He says, what about 45? What about 40, 30, 20, 10? And Hashem says, for all of them, yes, even if there are just 10 tzaddikim, I will do some sort of sparing. And Avram stops at 10. Now, the Dasa Kanim has a close text analysis of this, discussion, and it notes that there are actually different responses that Hashem has. Every time Hashem concedes, he doesn't use the same terminology, right? He says, sometimes he says, lo eseh, I will not do such a thing, meaning I will not act in accordance with what I said I was going to do and bring destruction to them. And other times Hashem says, lo ashris, I will not destroy, which is different than lo eseh, I will not do. And for example, when it comes to when he says 45, so Hashem says over there, lo ashris. But when it says 40, 30, it says lo aseh. It says 20, 10, it says again, lo ashris. So the Dasa Kanim offers an explanation for this discrepancy, and it's as follows. Lo ashris is I will not destroy, is not as generous as lo aseh, I will not do. Lo ashris means I will not completely destroy, but I will bring some sort of destruction and will punish many who are sinful. However, lo aseh means I will not do a thing. And really, it's more the difference is based on what the Dasa Kanim refers to as the shlemus, the completion, the fullness of the request. And let's play it out as the Dasa Kanim explains. When Hashem, when he first asks for 50, so the argument is, as Chazal understand, the request of 50 for the five cities implies that there's a minion in each city. There's a minion of tzaddikim that should have an impact on each city, and that will earn the city's salvation. So Hashem says, okay, I will bear the sin, and I will overlook it if there are five minyanim in these five cities, meaning 50 people overall. Now, when he requests 45, Chazal explained, what's the 45? It's that it's 45 is also the same idea. It's five minyanim, one for each city, but it's lacking five because somehow Hashem would join in and combine himself. There would be some sort of tziruf, and Hashem will kaviyachol be the 10th man for each minion. So this, says the Dasa Kanim, while it might work to some degree, there's no shlemus, because there's not a complete minion in each city. It is only 9, and Hashem is joining in to be the 10th. And therefore, says the Dasa Kanim, the lashon Hashem uses is lo ashris. Not lo eseh, I'm not going to do anything, but at least lo ashris. I'm not going to bring complete destruction. Now, when it goes down to 40, so the 40 over here, Avram says, not 45, what at 40? That's more of shlemus. At this point, Avram concedes a little bit and says, okay, maybe we can't save all five cities, maybe four cities. So let's say 40 people, four minyanim for four cities. Will that work? And that's a request of shlemus. That's a decent offer, says the Dasa Kanim. And because of that, Hashem responds, okay, well, if it's that shlemus of four cities with four complete minyanim, then indeed, lo aseh, I'm not going to do anything. And the same thing for 30. 30 as well, lo aseh, says Hashem, I'm not going to do anything. Once you get to 20, and once you get to 10, then you already have a minority of cities, right? There's what the Dasa Kanim refers to as a miut, there's a minority, and it reflects negatively on the whole region, that we can save maximum one or two cities, and therefore Hashem will bring more destruction, and it will just be lo ashris, I will not completely destroy. Now, an important point that comes out of this is that Dasa Kanim really argue with a point that that Rashi says, based on Chazal, which is that with every request, Avram meant to apply Hashem joining in. So when he asked for 30, he really meant 25, and Hashem would join in. And when he asked for 20, he really meant 15. and Hashem would join it, not 35. When he said 30, he really meant 27, and Hashem would be the third for each of those. And when he said 20, he really meant 18, and Hashem would be the extra man, kaviyachol, for each minion. The Das HaKeinim is saying that when Hashem says, so when Avram says 30, 20, 10, he means 30, 20, 10. But what results from this is that now we have a little bit of a problem. It's a little bit confusing, based on what we know is that he stops at 10. Why doesn't he say, try fewer than 10? He says, Hashem, what about if there are 10 tzaddikim, and then he doesn't go less than that? Now, Rashi explains famously that the reason he didn't say 10, because he knew it wasn't possible. Because according to Rashi, when he says 10, he really means 9. He means 9 plus Hashem being joining in the 10th. And we already know that 9 is not, with Hashem, is not enough to save the world. Because in the time of the Mabul, it was Noach and his wife, the two righteous people, Noach's three sons, and their three wives. So we have overall 8 righteous people, and that was not enough to save the world. And if Hashem joins in and it's the 9th, we see 9 is not enough to save the world. You need a full 10 people. So over here, we can't say, right, Das HaKeinim can't say that. Das HaKeinim holds that the 10 people really means 10. Doesn't mean 9 plus Hashem, means 10. So why didn't Avram go fewer than 10? Say, how about if there are 9 people, 8 people, 7 people? So the Das HaKeinim suggests a possibility that perhaps Avram was actually pretty confident. He was unsure if there's really 50, 45, 40, 30, 20. He didn't really know. But 10, he felt confident that there are for sure 10. I don't need to go fewer than 10 because there are for sure 10 tzaddikim in Sodom. Why was he so sure? Well, he actually thought he knew them, the 10 tzaddikim. Das HaKeinim says that Avram thought that there's, let's see, Lot, tzaddik, Lot's wife, and Lot's 4 daughters. And presumably he knew that Lot's 4 daughters, 2 of them were married and 2 of them were engaged. So we have 4 chasanim, the sons-in-law. That brings us to a total of 10. So Avram assumed Lot and his family, that's 10 righteous people. That should be enough to save Sodom. Obviously, he was incorrect, as we see through the text. The chasanim were they considered Lot to be a jester, mitzachek. We know from Chazal that Iris, Lot's wife, was a very wicked woman. So, and we see in the text that she lost her life, so wasn't really deserving. And even Lot's own tzidkus can be called into question on whose merit he actually got out. So Avram was incorrect in that assumption, but the Das HaKeinim says that Avram really believed that those 10 people could have saved Sodom, just had they been righteous. What comes out of this is something very fascinating, though, because that means that, in theory, maybe if these 10 people were righteous, according to Avram's Havamina, that would have been enough to save the world. That means that the 10 people living in Sodom, or the 50 people living in the 5 cities, did not need to be, rabbis going around and preaching, because over here, these 10 people, like 5 of them would have been women who definitely wouldn't be going around town preaching to all the men in town to stop their depraved ways. So we're talking about 10 people who are a family, right? The living in one home. And that would seemingly be, according to Avram's Havamina, according to the Das HaKeinim, would have been enough. Having one righteous family, one family unit would have been enough to save the city and spread the message and set an example just by living in their own moral elevated life. That could have been enough. Of course, it fell short of that. And I think this is so important to understand, because this is Avram's Havamina. Avram is about to do the same thing. Avram is about to start his own family. He's going to have Yitzhak. He was just told about Yitzhak. And he's going to be building a nation. And that nation doesn't really have to go around to be the Orgoyim, as Yeshayahu describes it. They don't have to be going around preaching. They can just be their own nation, living with their own perfect utopian society. And that would be an example for everybody, a role model. Without them going around actively telling the rest of the nations what to do, they can just demonstrate by example. And see, the microcosm of Lot and his immediate family unit of those 10 people could have been enough to save Sodom. The macrocosmic level is that Klal Yisrael, among all the other nations, the nation that Avram was going to start and going to be, you know, focusing through Yitzhak, through Yaakov, that nation could also live this mission. May we be zocha to indeed live up to this level. Have a beautiful Shabbos.